Okay.
Do yeah. it.
So I am going to try very hard to remind people who's next. I want to make sure that you guys are using the in-between your turns to really focus on what you're doing next, so you're not worrying about it during your turn. Okay, guys? Okay. So first up is Adam. You are there. You don't see anything yet.
Once I heard the cleric say, be prepared, by instinct, I'm going to rage.
You got it.
Just so, because I'm tense. I can feel what's happening. So I rage.
You rage.
And I'm on standby.
Okay.
I'm looking.
So you're gonna hold an action?
Yes, I'm holding an action.
So what is the trigger for the action? So whenever you hold an action, you can say, if something comes within my threat range, I will use
yes,
my sword.
Yeah.
Or you can say, if I see something, I'm gonna throw something.
Right. Well, yeah, if someone comes my way.
You'll hit them.
I'll hit
melee.
Them melee.
Right. Okay. So I'll say you're holding your
right.
your action.
Because all we hear is the cackling.
Cackling.
And the cleric said, be prepared.
Okay. You got it. So you...
I go side by side with the young fella in front of me. So we're side by side.
You're going to move up?
Yeah, just so we're that way.
Okay.
I feel that'd be better.
Yeah, it looks a little more intimidating.
Yeah, as far as... Nothing's coming through us. Right, Braz?
Correct.
We have to yep. worry about who's behind us.
Hey, exactly.
You're more
you see a small creature hop out right here.
Right. How far?
It just hops out right here,
right.
60 feet away.
Okay.
60. And they look like they are a kobold. A kobold is a little tiny piece of shit dragon. It looks like a dragon,
okay.
but it is like a little. It looks like like a little kid. It looks like a little something you'd want to kick.
Think goblin, but
like
dragonborn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it comes out. Scales are not the traditional dragon scales.
Right.
They are stone. So it looks like they have stone scales, and it looks like they have slingshots with stones on them. But each one of those little stones. As he's pulling it back, you can see the stone almost looks like it's glowing.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and he pulls it back, and he sees the big guy with the big axe, and he hits right on you.
Hey!
No, when
Ooh,
I see that happen...
misses.
Oh, okay.
Misses.
So, hypothetically, though, if I saw it coming, could I prepare myself to try to block it? If
that
if
would
you,
be...
If you didn't miss, I'm just thinking...
That goes into your AC. That's what AC is. How
right.
difficult you are to hit.
Right.
So, for instance, right now I rolled a 10.
Yeah.
I missed you.
Right.
Her AC is sometimes higher because she has more dex.
Right.
So she uses her dex to miss things. So that kind of stuff.
Right.
So it really depends on your how difficult you are to hit.
Just for,
that's
I'm
what the
14,
AC is.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that misses. Up next is Simon. And then on deck would be Aldrich after another thing.
Okay.
So Simon, what do you want to do?
I want to, now I'm thinking, I don't know if the fire is going to work. So I'm going to use my witch bolt, which is a lightning.
Sure.
And I'll hold them there, the lightning, and
sure.
see what else happens. Maybe it'll strike them dead, whatever.
You got to be within 30 feet.
I'm not within 30 feet. Mm-hmm.
One thing I want to tell for...
Thank you, man.
One quick announcement I want to make for all the spellcasters is this is going to
be to touch.
A long process.
Okay.
Monitor your spells.
Okay.
That's the DM being nice. Keep an eye on your spells.
So chill touch.
Simon,
yep.
Go ahead, Simon.
Okay, I'm going to do chill touch.
Chill touch.
Mm-hmm.
That's a far. That's a long reach.
Right.
Okay, so what is that, a save for me or a roll?
I'm sorry?
What, do I have to roll a save? You make an attack action, right?
Make an arranged spell attack.
That
okay, so
roll.
that's the answer right there.
Okay.
So there's two different ways. I roll or you roll? I was asking you who rolls.
I roll. 14.
Gotta figure it out.
14? Hey, how much damage?
Hey! Damage. Here we go. Here we go. Touch. Seven.
Like
seven damage. And that's on number E.
And secondary effect DM, it cannot regain hit points until Simon's next turn.
Okay.
So I love chill touch.
All right.
So
up next
cantrip.
Is
damage. D.
Mm-hmm.
Babe, you're on deck.
Uh-huh. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Okay. Up next, you see.
Uh oh.
Coming out of this little hole right here.
Oh, look at you being sneaky and shit.
So coming out of here.
What does it look like?
Same thing. So wait, that's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to say 5.
It's the thing about kobolds. When you see one, assume there's 50.
So I'm going to try to hit Sorek right here. And he is going to yell, "I told you to be quiet!" And then he's going to try to hit. Same thing. He's going to pull back this little leather thing, and then you see a little shiny stone
again,
come out for you.
Again, shiny stone.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. So 12 hit you?
Damn it does not.
Shut up.
Wow, that's, yeah.
No, a 12 is not going to hit the 4th level power. Get out
of
here.
Shut up.
Nor should it.
Exactly.
Nor should it.
I don't know why I ask these rhetorical questions.
If it hits a 4th level paladin, you built your paladin wrong.
Exactly.
I was hoping that he built the paladin wrong. Okay. Okay, Zorik, you're up. I'm sorry, not Zorik. Ulrich, you're up.
I know.
After Ulrich is going to be another cursed.
He's getting
another
bored
cursed.
Yeah.
20. If you gentlemen will excuse me. Actually, no, I can't get that close anyway. Oh, yes. Gentlemen, excuse
just
me one moment, please.
Your way, 25.
He just knocked down a raging
volcano. Right. Right. Apologies. Apologies. I need to be in sacred flame range.
Oof.
Excuse me.
Oof.
You know how it is. I need to be in cantrip range.
That's all right.
Has anybody hit that first fucker that popped out?
Yeah. No.
Oh, yes. Simon got it.
Oh, yeah.
Like touch.
Simon took damage. Okay, well, he needs to make a constitution save.
Con save?
Yep.
11?
11 will fail, and he will take 12 necrotic from Toll the Dead.
12?
Yep.
Yeah, he rolled max. Saw that shit.
He only had 12.
Oh, good. Well, now he's dead.
Mostly. Mostly.
Get him off
so,
my board.
Yeah, give me E.
So as
you go, you see him push through all of you, and he walks up and he just boom and aims it straight at him, and it feels like something like not too difficult for him. And then as he casts and he hits this little guy, you see that he's holding his next little stone up, and as what?
Toll the Dead.
As this little, you know, creature gets hit, you see him kind of fall back, and this little stone that he was holding, this little tiny little red stone, hits him, and you see a little burst of flame on his chest as he's falling down.
No shit.
Hmm.
So that's what it was.
For whom the bell tolls, time marches on.
Karma.
Okay. All right, Scarlet,
so
you're up. I'm sorry.
He disappears.
Okay.
After another creature, then you're up.
5, 10, 15, 20, 20. I need to move up a little bit.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast Vicious Mockery.
Okay. Ooh, not wise.
Oh, but I got a nat 20.
Aww. All right.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Now I roll good.
I think that's it. I don't think it takes half.
No.
Unless it was a nat 20.
Oh, okay.
And
sorry.
I go, oh.
So close. Okay, Lagatha.
Very confident kobold. Unshakable, if you will.
55. Okay.
You gotta do double movement through people. Unless you have, like, gnome cunning, I think? No? That's halfling cunning, right?
She actually might have it.
Yeah. Check to see if in your movement, you can move through people without double movement. But normally when you have to walk through someone's space, you have to do 10 feet instead of just 5 feet.
I actually forgot that, DM. I should move 5 feet back. I was still within range, I counted.
That's okay.
Last page.
Gnome cunning. Bonus action on each of your turns.
Right.
Oh, that's cunning action, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not like intelligence.
Gnome cunning.
No,
I don't know.
What no, not really. Okay. What I want to do is I just want to get within like a 60 foot range. I want to use my boomerang.
So 60 feet. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60.
Okay.
So you can do double movement just to get here.
Okay.
That's fine. Yeah.
All right. Boomerang. 15?
15. We'll hit.
Excellent. And damage.
Shocking grasp.
Five. All right, so now you're going to see there's another one that comes up and jumps on this rock.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, geez, like
shooting practice.
It's kobold, baby.
And then you're going to see one is going to be up on the top of this ridge, and one comes all the way back behind this crystal and comes right back here. So, Simon.
Yes.
I'm going to go for you first on these guys.
It's so kobold, baby. I'm telling you, there's one, there's three dozen of them.
Oh, nice.
Yes, indeed.
They never come back.
But they haven't hit anything yet. I don't know if anyone else noticed.
Cockroaches.
Yeah.
Okay.
Call kobolds, goblins, where there's one, there's 50.
Oh, okay. I always feel bad for kobolds, though. All right,
but you're a wizard, so does a 12...
They're just little shits who don't know any better.
That is true.
A 12 does hit you! Yeah.
Don't do it yet. Save that.
Shield?
No, it's not that much stuff.
Yeah, they're not worth it. Save the spell.
Absolutely. Take whatever you need. No, I got
them
from.
Okay,
it's
fine.
Kristen? Thank you.
Fine. Whatever. Keep
your All right. You're going to get 4 damage as this rock comes and hits you. And then as it hits you, you see this little red gem that actually kind of burns you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then that little gem kind of falls to the ground and it looks like a normal stone again.
Mm.
So you take 7 damage altogether. Now, Zorik, you're up.
This one is, how elevated is this, is the one on this rock over here?
5 feet.
Oh,
no, that?
Yeah.
2 feet.
2 feet, all right.
Gee, I was so
I'm going to go here, and I'm going to take a swing at him.
Take a swing.
Good.
Fuck that kobold.
With my longsword.
Get his ass, get his ass.
Nope. That is a 1.
And the universe balances itself.
Did you use your inspiration?
I would say, with this guy being on a 2-foot stone, he's probably, like, at eye level with you right now, because they're so tiny.
Yeah.
Up next that's worth it.
Go for it.
So, Adam, you haven't taken a swing yet.
I'll turn around. I'll do a Hassan chop on this one. Cool boat that's here.
Sure.
This is you here, right?
Yes.
Turn him around.
Yeah,
turn
please around. Turn me around. Thank you, Brad. 14.
14 to hit?
Yes.
That hits?
9.
9? What letter is that?
A.
9. Very nice. Okay, now...
That's right.
Goes directly to Simon. After that is Ulrich. Simon, you are up.
Okay. I'm going to use my chill touch again.
Okay. Have you conferred with your lawyer?
She's going to do it on A.
17.
Ooh.
To hit?
Yeah, to hit.
Excellent. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
And now for damage.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Roll high. 5.
Mm-hmm.
You answer me. Don't make him.
No. I looked at him because I hate 5. No.
Five on a D8 is pretty good. That's average.
As you hit it with the 5, like he just took 2 big hits, so he doesn't look good at all right now. It almost looks like you like really cut into like the stone, and like through the stone, it almost looks like gravelly underneath the skin. It's like a really weird texture. And you hear him yell out. You guys don't know the language, but you can tell he's cursing at you. You bitch! But he's all you hear.
No need for that kind of language.
Actually, you do hear it.
Yeah.
He calls you a bitch.
Oh, snap.
Anyway. All right. So now we have one. No. We have... Okay, so we have one more before you, babe.
That's fine.
They are going to go...
How bad is he, by the way?
Very bad.
Okay.
Another pebble, but now going right to Lagatha because you hit him.
A pebble sails over your head.
A little red flying pebble goes like, straight over your head.
Remember, like the one that hit Simon?
And then
I just feel like a breeze.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
And really? Then it, you can hear it hit, and then you hear kind of like a little.
little flames.
No, he didn't. That's
so
what I said.
So now that was that. All right, you're up.
Okay. DM. Is this a sheer cliff we're in this valley, or is it like a hill that I could run up?
You could run up anywhere that doesn't have one of these little things right there. This
the gold
is a. This marker is a 5 foot. These are maybe like 2 feet. You could like hop 1 foot, 2 foot. You could hop over them.
Okay, well that's what we're gonna do then.
Okay.
What can I do?
Because I want to cut them off, so I'm gonna go 5, 10, 15, 20. To spread out and start trying to outflank these guys. I see Adam is fighting that one, so I'm pretty confident Adam can handle that, so I'm going for B.
Okay. And what are you doing?
Same thing, con save.
Okay.
Has B taken any damage?
B, I think, has.
Oh, then definitely con save.
Oh, no, B has not.
Oh, well, con save anyway.
Con save.
Because fuck them.
Because fuck them. Mm. Sorry.
10.
Nope. Oh, my bad.
Jesus Christ, that shut up. Damn bicycle.
Shut up.
Just throwing your dice at me.
6 necrotic damage.
Wow.
And I am annoyed.
Hey, hey, hey. That's your sister's line.
That is true. If I may borrow it, I am annoyed.
Yeah, you can borrow it.
Let's get spiritual weapon on the playing field, why don't we?
Oh. I know I
am. You're so mean.
I'm angry.
It's cobalt.
But they need to learn not to do that.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
So that is a 19 to hit.
Okay.
19 to hit.
Yep.
And it will take an additional 10 force damage.
This is on B?
On B.
Alright, you see he uses this like he's still up, but he bends over and he uses this like these weird words that you've never really heard before, even though you speak Draconic. And it's kind of like he calls you like a meatball or something? Like, what the hell is he talking about, right? He's using these like crazy curse words at you.
I don't eat meat.
Why did he have to bend over to do it?
Oh, man.
That is labor.
No. That is the real question.
I am not your
meatball. Like, that's how I saw it. Family show. I go, I'm a meatball.
Oh, I thought it was like full on bending over. I was like,
if that's what it is, I'm going to be like, well, that's where the guiding bolt is going.
No. Bend over in pain.
Oh. That changed the story.
That does change the story.
Family show.
Yes.
But don't we have a warning?
We're a family. We're playing it.
Warning.
Explicit.
We're on the show.
We didn't know. She banished your mother.
I tried.
Yeah, she left.
Yeah, mom was like, I'm out of here. We're all talking about twerking.
That's meatball. My turn.
Okay, you're up.
Can you name this episode Meatball?
No, Meatball.
Anyway, moving on. It looks like Ulrich has that one well underway. So, yes. Can you tell me, how tall is this little thing here?
Probably, like, maybe 2 or 3 feet.
So not extremely.
Not extremely. You want to hide behind it. You'd have to crouch into a ball, but it would give you enough if you crouched really tiny underneath it. You want to be able to just stand underneath it. Mm-hmm. Like, behind it.
I'm going to do Vicious Mockery on D. He needs a wisdom save.
A wisdom save. Well, they are horrible on wisdom.
Well, that's what you said about the last one, and look how that turned out.
Ooh, 15.
Mother of Pearl.
Mother of Pearl? Mother of Meatball?
14.
Mother of Meatballs.
Meatball!
Alright, no one's speaking about meatballs anymore for the rest of the day.
Just so you know, bonus action, hide myself behind the crystal shrub.
Sure.
Yeah. Duck, hide, duck, dodge, dip, dive behind the crystal shrub.
There it is.
Got it.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Mm. Exactly.
And your AC will be higher. You're not officially hiding because it's not kind of one of your things, but I will say your AC is higher because you're under there.
Alrighty. Well, I've done absolutely nothing this combat. Enjoy everyone.
So, up next is Lyatha. Sorry, I didn't give you a heads up.
Alright, one thing I wanted to ask you. I'm going to use my boomerang again, but can I use a bonus action to dash after I use the boomerang?
Yeah, because that's part of you.
Okay.
That's part of what you can do.
That's what I thought. Boomerang.
On D again, right?
Yeah, the same one. Sorry. 12.
12 to hit?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't hit.
Buck.
Sorry.
All right, but I'm going to take my dash. I want to get to right here.
Okay, so you're taking your movement and your dash, so you're going to get right up in there.
Because when he tries to attack again, he can't go far. He can't hit me.
Well, how far away are you from him?
Yeah, you want to get up in his melee?
Oh. Yeah, okay. Melee. Right there. Because now I'm annoyed.
Okay, so now all the ones that are still on the board are going to go now. Except for E. Oh no, I'm sorry. D. Are you okay?
No.
What is wrong? Are you guys adults? Adults. Adults. Good. No. So this one will hit. So the one that is fighting him only has a ranged weapon, so he's going for you still. He's still trying to hit you.
He's being a disadvantage if he went after me.
Correct!
See? Do I get a point for that?
Well, I'm actually very impressed, honestly.
Good.
I'll give you an inspiration for that. Knowing the rules very well. I'll give him an inspiration! That was very impressive!
Look at this shit! Inspiration.
Baby,
my friend.
Mark it down.
Good job, Anthony.
I love my DM.
Good job. That's right. You let no one knock you down, girl.
I can't prepare girl. When I came
because here. That's how I get. I get passionate. It's all girl. It's all girl and bitch. It's all girl and bitch. Meatball.
Sorry. Did you just say I get fascist? No. What? So, I'm gonna play this back
later.
So I
can put down all my points.
You just click it and get a little sunshine. All right. Now, so Mom, I hit you. I'm gonna roll. Simon is going to take 6 for the rock, an additional 2 for the little flame as the flame goes and poof, and you feel this little red stone pops.
6, huh?
6 and then another 2 of the fire.
Oh, great.
Okay. The other 2 missed their hits, so don't worry about it. And then up now is Zork.
Cool. I'm taking another swing.
Thank you. Don't worry. You'll
be fine. There you go. 19 to hit?
19 hit hits, yeah.
Alrighty.
Fucking better. You know, what kind of kobolds are these?
Oh, that would be sad.
They're stone.
Still.
4.
Go wash your dice. Every time you're in my house.
What's up with the low rolls?
It's like your dice don't like to come to Jersey.
Oh my goodness. 4 slashing.
4 slashing.
On C.
On C? Thank you for telling me. I would not have gone.
But I love your coordination today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good job.
I appreciate that.
Ew. It's like he needs positive reinforcement because he doesn't dress well or something.
I mean, I kind of do. So.
I just said he was coordinated.
Okay. Now is Adam. A is still in front of you.
I would like to know if... Well, I want to grab him and just smash him up against the stone.
Add that flavor. Go for it.
No, that would be an unarmed strike, correct? I'm not... Like I said, I want to see
you'd
if I could grab it and win.
Yeah, you'd have to try to reach and grab it. So pretend it's like a regular attack. So just roll the d20. Oh. Like it's a regular attack to see if you can grab him.
16.
Okay, so I'm going to say same, because we're just adding flavor now. So say that you're able to grab him, but now give me a strength check to see like how far you can chuck him, I guess, is what you want to say.
14.
14? Okay. So as you grab him, it's like, I'm strong enough for this, and you're able to like pick him up.
Right.
And then I would say 14, you can throw him 10 feet. Mm. If you meant 15, I would have said 15.
Actually, what I want to do is smash him up against whatever...
Oh, there's that big fuck boulder right
you
there.
Get, you want to smash him on the boulder?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. All right,
so roll me... You did 15.
Hulk
so,
Loki him.
So roll me... Yeah.
Puny meatball.
Puny meatball.
Puny meatball.
Wow.
So,
okay.
If this works, he'd be ground meat.
Oh! Ew!
Oh, my God.
Oh,
so I'm going to say use your regular weapon damage, just 1d12, no extra additives.
Okay.
Because it's not really your weapon, it's
gotcha.
Just throwing them.
Gotcha.
Right, I said bullies.
I'm for a 12 die.
What is this? What the fuck are we talking about?
4.
He smashes him on the rock. That was enough.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Yay!
Does it work?
I'm happy.
Yep.
Woo!
He
raged and threw somebody on the bullies!
That little cockroach, I feel so good about it.
What did Adam's rage say to the kobold? Splat!
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you did get an extra 2 damage on him, right?
Yes.
It's
so
a,
6.
So 6.
6.
Perfect.
Thank yeah, you did.
I forgot.
No, it's good.
And he's now wall art that would make Bansky proud.
All right, so that was that one down. That was Adam. So next is Simon. And then after that, we have one kobold, and then we have you. Simon, you are up.
Okay. I'm going to do Firebolt.
Okay.
Okay?
You got to tell me which one, though. You might need to move.
Okay, right, that one. The one, yep.
B?
That's
B
the
is
one.
Closest.
You the have, one that's
you
closest.
Have, you have to get line of sight.
You have line of sight on the one Sorok
is
fighting.
Right.
I'm sorry.
So on the one Sorok is fighting, you have line of sight.
Okay, then I'll do that one. Whichever one is easier for me to hit.
If you try to go for the other one, where you are, you want to be able to get line of sight on them.
Right.
That one you can see better.
Right. I agree.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to do the firebolt on that one. Nice. 22.
Whoa! Very nice.
And spark.
All right, roll me damage.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. 6.
6 damage, and that was on which one, Brass? C?
C.
All right. So he's still up, but that was not...
He's still up?
He kind of, like, you know, is surprised by it.
Okay. Mm.
Because you're so far away, it came out of nowhere to him, so he's very surprised. Okay, so now is up is Ulrich. Scarlet, you're on deck.
Bonus action, spiritual weapon. 17. 5 force damage.
5 force damage. And that's which number?
B.
B. That is a dead meatball.
Woo!
Fuck off my board.
Damn.
Making that Sunday sauce.
So aggressive.
That was aggressive.
Making that Sunday sauce?
And for my action...
I can't handle you.
I would like the one Lagatha's fighting, which is D. I would like D to make a constitution saving throw, please.
Sure.
Anything to help me out. That's good.
18.
Okay. I'll just sit up here and be aggravated that Toll the Dead missed.
They're stone. You've got a lot of con.
Don't give me attitude.
Just saying.
That's my turn.
That is your turn.
Oh, I can move Scarlet spiritual Euro. Weapon. I'm just going to move it. 20. Okay.
Scarlet, kill them all.
If you're okay with what? Because, you know, Vicious Mockery does such a great job. You know what? I'm done. And I'm done with Vicious Mockery and I'm done with this bullshit. So I would like to stand up from my crouching hiding place. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Bean Paul. And I would like to do Dissonant Whispers on D.
On
so
D.
They wisdom saving throw.
They do not have good wisdom.
I know.
For my positive rolls right now.
14 spell save DC. So now they're going to take 3d6.
Mm.
3d6, shit.
Nice. That's what I said. And it's 9.
They're still standing, but yeah.
Damn.
That's excellent. That's fine. I go back to my hidden meatball posturing right behind there.
That's a
hidden
good meatball.
Meatball.
That's a good meatball.
That's a spicy meatball.
Stop it, everybody, stop it.
Yes.
I cannot believe this.
That's what I did.
You started
thinking
this.
Thinking about time.
Just remember, you did this.
Meatball.
You started it. You started it.
No. You don't bend over in pain.
Yes, you
do. You push over in pain. Bending over, it's like...
Well, you could get that pain.
In your house.
Yeah, that pain.
Oh, dear.
God.
So,
what do you
do? As for me and my house, we serve the Lord.
As for me and my house, we serve tacos.
There you go.
Just continue the game, please. Thank
okay.
you.
Yes, DM, save us.
Dagger to hand.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, good.
Okay.
25.
25, excellent.
Yeah, damage 5.
Mm. 5 damage? They only had 5 left.
Wow.
Fell away and died. All right.
This was
disappointing.
Yeah. Adios, cucaracha.
Fuck.
So up next is the last guy standing. Mm.
Brad, you having a tough time there?
He is going to try to hit with disadvantage to Sorok. Clearly a miss. And then, Zork, you're up.
All right. I'm going to take another swing.
There you go.
Swing. Yeah, you will.
15?
Wow.
Hits.
Awesome.
Finish him!
9 slashing.
Had 9 left.
Hey! In your face!
Okay. Everyone roll me a con save.
There it is. Thank you.
It's going to be exhausting today, guys.
Natural 20.
17.
Mm.
7.
7?
7.
Roll me a d4. Roll me a d4.
25.
Okay.
Change.
1.
1. Okay.
2.
2. All right, so Lagatha's save is 9. Still just passes. Okay, so guys, ready? So you finish this battle. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that big of a battle, but you're winded. And everyone's kind of like,
sure.
Huffing and puffing, okay? Mm-hmm. Simon, you're starting to get a headache. You're really dizzy. Every time you turn your head, you like feel like the world is spinning. You start feeling like achy. Like, oh, my shoulders, like that took a lot out of me. Like, just kind of just fatigue, just fatigue setting in. More than you would have expected for killing like a little stone thing. And that's it.